News Talk Saturday.
The makers of Wegovy and Ozempic have warned that profits and sales could fall by 13% this year. This is Novo Nordisk saying there's unprecedented pricing pressure. Shares have dropped sharply as competition intensifies and the US drug price reforms bite. So what does this all mean for users of the drugs in Ireland and for the weight loss drugs industry more broadly? Dr. Brendan O'Shea, Assistant Professor of Primary Care at Trinity College Dublin, and Bernadette Keenan, Committee Member of the Irish Coalition for People Living with Obesity, join me now. Good morning to you both. Brendan, I suppose people not that worried about the shares of these big companies. What they are worried about or wondering about is the price. And we hear this week that the price is coming down for some of the drugs.
A 20% reduction for what that's worth. And for people who are very anxious to access the medication, that's somewhat helpful. In the view from general practice is that this is a very large issue. All of us as GPs literally have hundreds of people in our practices who are keen to be on this medication. During the last two to three years, large numbers of people are using the medication, and there's no doubt about it, the medication is actually very significantly successful. It's not unusual to have people losing 20 or 30 kilograms over 1 to 2 years. They've been able to resume an exercise habit. They feel better about themselves. But for many households, the cost is a huge issue, and the health system really isn't addressing that. So the 20% is a bit helpful, but substantially, it's not going to help all of the people who would significantly benefit. It may be a little part of the solution. And we also need to remember that it's not in any way all about the drugs. There are other aspects, there are other things that can be done that would improve the long-term outlook for these people. This is a very big problem. We're really only at the beginning of it, even though it gets a lot of airtime. And we have to look at the downstream costs in terms of suffering and in terms of medical costs, the costs of disability that's related to weight. So this is a good conversation to be having again today.
And I should give listeners my own experience. I'm on Mounjaro. I've lost 6 stone, but the costs are ridiculous. It's €450 a month that I'm having to pay. Now, we're not talking Mounjaro here. We're talking Wegovy and Ozempic. What's our only hope if the patents run out, is it?
Well, look, if what's our only hope, can we stop the lights? 3 years ago, if anybody wandered into the surgery and said they had lost 6 stone, that would be absolutely staggering. Now that has become not such an unusual thing for the fortunate people who can afford to get this medication and who can attend practices who can support them in prescribing. So it's difficult to not catastrophize because there is a huge amount of suffering travels with this, but there has been really significant progress. It does significantly relate to the medication. On the other side of things, these medications are not recognized under the medical card system for the most part. They're not recognized for reimbursement under the National Drug Refund Scheme. And the government is dragging their feet in this. An effective government would go to these pharmaceutical companies and negotiate further bulk discount because of the numbers involved. An effective government would actually make these drugs available and recognized under the Drug Refund Scheme so that people would be protected from at least the large part of the costs. Okay. And there are the other non-drug related things that need to be done.
Right, okay, come back to those in a minute. Bernadette Keenan, committee member with the Irish Coalition for People Living with Obesity, is also with us. Bernadette, it feels like a bit of a class issue, doesn't it? That those who can afford it are going to probably lose weight and be healthier, but that's only if they're lucky enough to be able to afford it.
Hi Shane, thanks for having me on first. Absolutely, I mean, this is about medical equity. It's about a disease that society still doesn't recognise as a disease, even though it was declared a disease in 1948 by the World Health Organization. So the cost of these medications, and I suppose the media, you know, showing it like a lifestyle drug, rather than it being a medical necessity for people living with obesity, it does make it very difficult to afford for anybody who is on a lower income, yeah. You know, and there's nothing at the moment. Victoza is there at the moment, but Ozempic and Wegovy seem to have much more of an effect. Now, it is funded if you have diabetes. You can have Ozempic on your medical card. But even though obesity is another disease, you don't get it for obesity, you know, and it's the amount that would save by lessening other comorbidities over the years. So it's been very short-sighted by not funding. The other side is they are now starting to produce the pill form, which, again, hopefully would lessen the cost because you're not having the needles. And they have been very hard sourced, which is why there was such a shortage, you know.
Yeah. Brendan, are GPs under pressure now? Are patients coming in being quite strong in their demand for weight loss drugs? And how are doctors handling that?
GPs are always under pressure. We're under significant pressure around this.
I mean under pressure from the patients, though.
There's a constant stream of people. Every week in practice, I will have 3, 4, or 5 people inquiring about this and somewhat desperate to be able to access the medication. And I'm very typical of the other 4,500 GPs around the country. This has really, I don't like using dramatic language, but this has really exploded. And it's exploded for positive reasons. People are understanding that this very burdensome, difficult condition, and it is a medical condition, Bernadette is absolutely correct in that, but there is real progress has been made with it. However, the government has been disingenuous in my view, suggesting that it's available for people who are diabetic. There's huge administration bound around it. It's available to a relatively small number of people who would benefit. 3/4 of adults in Ireland are either overweight or obese. So this is where we're at. But again, I think it's important to be positive about it. I think the success that people have had at households and communities, everybody knows people who have done very well, the fortunate people who can afford it. But this condition is particularly skewed towards more deprived households. These medications need to be covered through the medical card system and the drug refund scheme. Mm-hmm. Bariatric surgery capacity needs to be hugely increased. I've had a patient in during the last weeks who I referred to the National Bariatric Centre 7 years ago. She's now being seen 7 years later.
7 years, okay, wow.
Yeah, and that's not unusual.
Yeah.
So there is huge progress to be made, and there will be better forms. There will be more effective forms of this class of medication becoming available. But we need to make it available now, not in 7 years, okay. Not when people have worn out their knee joints, have complex diabetes, have significant depression, have been socially withdrawn, have been made unfit for work. That's what's happening while we're dithering. Mm.
Okay. Bernadette, if you had the Minister for Health in front of you, what would you say?
As I said, this is just something that's completely needed, not for lifestyle. It's actually needed for people's longevity. It's needed for how they are now, how healthy they are, how much they can do with their children. Everything, every part of their life, really.
Yes. Okay. Well, listen, I have to leave it there, but thank you both very much for joining me. The conversation will continue, you can imagine, on these weight loss drugs. By the way, not the solution for everybody. There are loads of options. I know some people have been on those drugs and it hasn't worked for them as well. So the main thing would be to talk to your GP about the best possible care for you and your weight.
News Talk Saturday.